This week, scientists have found a way to look inside the body, but not using X-rays, using lasers. Now, this is a big breakthrough for Mark Nidre and his colleagues there at Northeastern University in Boston, US. They've got a paper explaining how they've done this in the PNAS journal this week. And what they've done is to make use of the fact that light can transmit through tissue. In fact, if you take a torch or a laser pointer or something and put it over the end of your finger, turn it on, you see your whole finger glowing red. But this also highlights the problem, which is that when light goes through tissue, it gets bounced about like a bullet going around a room in a ricochet. And as a result, it's very difficult to see the structure of tissues at very fine scales. So how have they got around the problem? Well, what they've done is to use what's called near-infrared laser. This is a form of laser light which is near the infrared, so nearly heat, but not quite. And they've delivered very intense but very, very short pulses, less than 1 million millionths of a second long, to fire those pulses through the tissue. And they've recorded from the other side of the tissue the first photons, the first light particles that come through. Their reasoning being that the light that goes through first must have taken the most direct course through the tissue and not been bounced about all over the place. And as a result, it's probably got the most accurate information about the tissue. And by doing this, they can measure sub-millimeter resolution. So they can see things down at very, very tiny scales, superior in some ways to a CT, a computed tomography scan that uses X-rays. But because this isn't X-rays, it's just normal visible light, it's not harmful to the person. And at the same time, they've managed to go one step further and get information about the biochemistry of the tissue that they've been studying. How have they done that? Well, they've added some antibodies to mice that had lung tumours, and these antibodies were programmed to glow, and the antibodies were also programmed to lock on just to the cancer. So when the laser light goes through, they can see where these antibodies are, but at the same time, they can pick up interesting information about the tissue around the lung tumour. Because when they did CT scans on these mice, you could see the tumour and you could see what looked like healthy tissue around the tumour. But with the laser technique, you see that there are reactive biochemical changes going on in the tissue around the tumour too. And so this adds a whole new dimension to how we can image tissues. So it's a very exciting breakthrough. And although they've only done this on mice so far, there's no reason why this couldn't work on humans. So I guess it's a question of watch this space.
Oh, fantastic.